Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Now that we've spent a good amount of time understanding Jesus' human and divine nature, let's start to look at things that he did. I want to actually start our time looking at the first chapter of Mark's Gospel. If you're not familiar with the Bible, there's four Gospel accounts. These are four accounts based on four eyewitness testimonies of Jesus and his ministry. Mark is one of these Gospel accounts, and it was written by a man named John Mark. He was a companion of Peter and recorded Peter's account of Jesus' life. This account is preserved in the Gospel of Mark. Well, because these accounts are four different Gospel accounts, each one emphasizes or includes different events. One unique feature of Mark's Gospel is that the first chapter is really condensed. Where Matthew and Luke start with genealogies and the birth of Jesus, Mark condenses everything from before Jesus' official ministry into the first 15 verses. For instance, both Matthew and Luke give a very detailed account of Jesus' temptation in the wilderness. Mark just uses two short verses. The reason I want to look at Mark's Gospel is because he really gets right to the point of why Jesus came. Verse 1 begins this way, "The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God." The word Gospel simply means good news. It was a pronouncement of victory that often accompanied updates about battles or wars. You can imagine someone returning from a battlefield and saying, "I've got good news." This is what the word Gospel means. Well, apparently, Jesus' chief mission has to do with some kind of good news. This is precisely where Mark wants to get as fast as possible. So after summarizing Jesus' pre-ministry life, he marks the beginning of Jesus' earthly ministry in verses 14 through 15. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Jesus' earthly ministry, then, consisted in large part of declaring a message of good news. And this good news has to do with a fulfilled time, the kingdom of God, and a necessary response. Jesus came to announce that the kingdom of God was coming in power. Basically, there's a war coming, and the kingdom of God is making its advance. And this, Jesus says, is good news. This is his gospel pronouncement. Now, we're going to unpack this a little more detail next time, but for today, I want to linger on this idea of the kingdom of God. The fact of the matter is, everything belongs to God. God created everything. In fact, the scriptures even teach that Jesus created everything in the beginning. So this advancement of the kingdom of God is odd in that everything already belongs to him. So why does God's kingdom need to advance? Because though God made everything, we are all in bondage to sin. Jesus came to free us. He came to take back what belongs to him. The gospel of Jesus Christ is a grand rescue plan. If you're not a Christian this morning, I wonder, do you sense your need to be saved from your bondage? And if you are a Christian this morning, do you feel the same need to announce this good news? If we are followers of Jesus, there's no way of getting around it. He was a preacher of good news, and we ought to be as well.